Sometimes your baby feels your way. my world of music. Music that unites people. You won't forget this party. You won't forget this people. And music won't let you sit down for a moment. Be ready for a big dose of adrenaline. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. It is 12 minutes after the hour. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Peggy Scott Adams. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this move flow.
Not without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing I got a wife? The gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
y'all saying David Brimson should break it up and leave it alone. But you see, y'all don't know what's going on inside my home. You see, we got some kids, and they need their mommy and daddy. You see, we're loyal to our family. We're going to do just about anything it takes to keep the kids happy, but you see.
Ooh,
when the nighttime comes, when the nighttime comes, baby, I tie myself, girl, in another woman's arms. Yes, I do, girl.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuned in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 28 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you will hear will be coming from Denise LaSalle. Tune in to the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
No. Like little red riding hood, you're the fox. Ooh.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 12 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. We'll drive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Reggie P. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
Why you wanna
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 8 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this evening is Byron Bowers.
I'm a spiritual person. I don't know if it's because I'm from the South, the Bible Belt, or because I'm black and we just naturally scared of shit. For the black people, we fear God, ghosts, and magic. You ain't never seen a black magician before, have you? Nope. You might see a brother do some card tricks, but you ain't never seen a brother release doves. Brother pull out dove as a bar of soap, be trying to sell it to you. Look, player. Think about it, it's been 7 Harry Potters, right? That's hours of film. It's been 2 brothers in the whole series. And if you pay attention to the movie, they weren't even doing magic. I believe they went to Hogwarts on the athletic scholarship. That was the only reason. They were in witch school. They were Quidditch players. They was there to make the school brochure look good. The Bane Fat White Witches. That was the only reason. They was the only 2 brothers know how to ride a broom, because brothers don't ride brooms. That shit ain't cool. Niggas on brooms, when the last time you heard a rapper rap about riding a broom? It ain't happening. It don't look cool. Imagine my broom, like, yo, I'm about to go to the Laugh Factory, and I just hover on that shit and just take off like this. See how weird this look? I can't even look tough on this shit. Do a drive-by. Hey, bitch. This ain't gonna happen. And I'm a man. You think I'm gonna spend like $2,000 on a Nimbus 2000? No, I'm gonna go right down to the dollar store and get me a broom to ride on. I'm not even gonna take that little dustpan off. I'm gonna say it's a spoil and ride out. That shit custom. But real brothers do start riding brooms and they catch on. You got brothers in the hood sagging their pants, holding up and walking with the broom at the same time. You see how awkward this walk looks? The streets will be clean as hell, but this walk, they running late. They just trying to pick up a date or something. Like, hey, Keisha, hurry up. We running late. I'll leave your ass. I got 1 foot on this broom. As soon as I put this other foot on and say that magic word, which will probably be a rapper's name, Flo Rida, I'm out this bitch. All right, then, I'm out. Walk a flock of flames. Like, brothers ride a broom, we got to ride it cool. We got to be some shit like this. Don't this look better? Got a little bit more swag. I can hold my nuts if I want to. Lean back. Maybe a little ashtray just in case I want to smoke so I can be up in the clouds while I'm up in the clouds. Just chilling without a care in the world. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, shit. It's the mops.
For thousands of...
In the middle of a two-way. the first woman I ever kissed. The first woman I ever made love to. Whenever I need her, she's right there by my side. And most of all, she's been my guide. But late at night, when she get in that bed, she turn her back and she cover her head. That outside woman, she spread her arms and open her chum. She said, don't stop until you get enough. If you hold on tight, you can have all this good stuff. I'm trapped. I'm calling. In the middle. Two-way love affair. I'm trapped. I'm caught up in the middle. Of a two-way love affair. I don't know what to do. I'm so in love with the two. Jumping in out of bed. It's messing with my head. I don't know what to do, 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 do. I don't know what to do. If I bring the two of them together, would they fuss or fight? Or would they get in that bed and love me all night? I know I'm asking for too much, but I'm tired of jumping in and out of two. No, I better go visit some friends of mine. They've been in the same situation. I better go see William, baby. I said, William, my heart is divided in two. What should I do? And if William say, try to love too. Sure ain't easy to do. When you try to love too, to do. Then I ease on down to Miss Denise LaFleur. I said, Denise, I'm in love with you. What should I do? Denise, the call, I wish I could help you. But I'm trapped by the thing called love. Yes, I am. Then I ease on down to Marvin C. I said, Marvin, I'm in love with you. What should I do? Marvin said, call on. I'm stuck in the middle. I said, Marvin,
Hold my new comfort. trying to see if I got a sin that I didn't leave home with. But if we get caught, then baby we could lose it all.
I'm in love with a married woman.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kel Marvette reporting. First news is coming from the Federal Court of Appeals. Breaking news coming from the federal judge in Louisiana. Federal judge rules that Louisiana's marriage ban is constitutional. For the first time, a federal judge has ruled that it is constitutional to uphold a ban on same-sex marriage. U.S. District Court Judge Martin Feldman ruled today that the state of Louisiana has a, quote, legitimate interest, end quote, in upholding marriage as only between a man and a woman because it's, quote, links children to an intact family formed by two biological parents, end quote. Feldman, appointed to the bench in 1983 by President Reagan, noted his departure from other judges, writing, quote, it would no doubt be celebrated to be in the company of the near unanimity of the many other federal courts that have spoken to this pressing issue. If this court were confident in the belief that those cases provide a correct guide, end quote. Nonetheless, Feldman concluded first that no, quote, fundamental right, end quote, was at stake. Public attitude might be becoming more diverse, but any right to same-sex marriage is not yet so entrenched as to be fundamental, end quote. And then that defendants, quote, offer a credible and convincing rational basis, end quote, for the ban on same-sex couples, marriages in the state. In other news, we have news of a black LGBT activist arrested for handing out voting rights info. This weekend in North Carolina, while a moral Monday's protest was underway to raise awareness about voter suppression and racial profiling, a young black activist and former state Senate candidate was arrested. Ty Turner says police arrested and handcuffed him for putting information about voting rights on parked cars. A local ordinance bans leafing on cars, but a local activist says it's rarely enforced and certainly never with handcuffs. Police took Turner to three different locations other than the local jail, and he says it's because they knew they were in the wrong. When other Moral Mondays protesters found out about his arrest, they marched to the jailhouse to wait for him to arrive. Quote, they said they would charge me for disturbing literature, end quote, Turner told the Think Progress when he was released a few hours later. Quote, I asked the policeman for the ordinance number being violated, but because they couldn't put handcuffs on you if they cannot tell you why they're detaining you. I said, show me where it's illegal to do this. But he would not do it. The officer got mad and grabbed me. Then he told me that I was resisting arrest, end quote. As the crowd waited, Reverend Dr. William Barber, the founder of Moral Mondays and president of North Carolina NAACP, said the incident illustrated the urgent need to get out the vote in the African-American community. In other news, we have news coming from the sports arena. Michael Sam to join Dallas Cowboys practice squad. It's been an up and down couple of weeks for Michael Sam's after he was cut from the St. Louis Rams. Reports are now saying that Sam will join the Dallas Cowboys practice squad, though once again, this is not a guarantee that he'll make the final team. Dallas is in need of a player with Sam's skill set, as the team logged just 34 sacks last season, and Sam's strength and ability to anticipate the snap make him a threatening force in the opposing backfield. By making the practice squad, it puts Sam's one step closer to potentially being named to a full roster in the event someone on the team is injured or underperforming. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. We're going to return back to our regular programming.
in the morning, babe.
Oh, I don't want to hear my wife's mouth this morning. Where's my underwear?
Right here at the foot of the bed. You call me later.
Will do, baby. Bye.
I'm your part-time lover and your full-time fool. I don't care about nothing but loving you. My friend done told me I should set you free, but they don't know what you do to me.
Taking this. just want you to remember one thing. Woman to woman, you ain't woman enough to take my man. Now you check this out. Ooh, you're wasting your time. Girl, if you think that I would ever be so weak to let you steal my man from me. You see, I ain't got no doubt about my position. Girl, let me tell you, you ain't even no competition. You see, there's a difference between a girl and a woman, and that's just one thing I want you to understand. Oh, you ain't woman in love. You ain't woman in love. You just ain't woman in love. Hey, look, girl,
so blind. We both got the finger taste. He should know when he's gone on his business trip. Can't help watching this woman without losing my grip. I wish he didn't trust me so much. I think he really trusts me too much. Though I swear, the way she makes me feel. Lord, I'm scared, so scared of what I do. If she starts feeling the same way too. We got a problem.
I think you really trust me too much.
It's not that she leaves me alone. I'm getting there all by myself. But just being with her all along, I can't help but hoping that he never comes home. I wish he didn't trust me so much. I think he really trusts me too much. We got a problem. I think you really trust me.